And our hearts might be a little tight today. And then slowly, slowly, before the Blessed Sacrament, before the body of Jesus, before the body of our greatest friend, like a rose of spring, in springtime, sorry for my English, like a rose of springtime, we will open with confidence. He will not harm us. He's not a man. He's God. He will never harm us. So that's a good news, that we have such a God. And one thing we can do also during adoration, we might need that, at least some of us, to forgive God for what he permitted in our lives. That might be needed. I mean, I give an example. I know a young girl that has been raped when she was very young by an uncle that was there in the house. And since then, she's angry against God. She doesn't want to hear about him because he permitted that. And that was a very deep wound. And she couldn't find peace in her heart. She could only find peace the day she said to God, God, I forgive you that you permitted that. I forgive that man, but mainly I forgive you because you permitted that. For any reason you permitted that trial, that big suffering, and she forgave God. And from that day on, she got peace in her heart. We don't know, and I'm not the Lord to tell you about that. We don't know the reason why God sometimes permits very deep, sad things happening in our families, in our life. For example, I can get a cancer. I can get, my parents can divorce, or you know, any sort of things that are very hard on me. The Lord may permit that. But it's because our eyes are blind that we don't understand how God can transform a thing that is bad, objectively, into a thing that can be a jumping board like the swimming pool, you see? You jump on the board and can be a tool in the hands. Like, you know, when Jesus died on the cross was a terrible thing for the Jews. It was a shame and it was, it was the most tragic thing for a Jew to be attached on the cross like this, nailed on the cross. And it appeared like a big victory from Satan. But that bad was the tool of our salvation. And God does that because he's God, he's divine. And from the most terrible bad, he can transform into good. That's why when we forgive God for whatever he has permitted, and we're surprised that he could permit such bad things in our life, in our families, in our society, if we offer it to him, he will use that for something good. And I already says in a message, and that is a great message, through love, dear children, transform into good the bad that Satan is working or is doing. And only the Christians can do that because they have the power of Jesus Christ, the living God, the power of the resurrection, the divine power of the resurrection to change the bad into good, to defeat Satan in the very place where he acted, where he has worked. So no more obstacle in our life to fulfill the plan of God. No wounds can prevent us from fulfilling the plan of God on our life. And what happened when God created us, that's a very good news too. Our Lady was there. Our mother was there. Did you know that? Where do you find that in the Bible? Don't worry, Dennis. I'm not inventing a new verse in the Bible. She was there because now she's in heaven and she has no limits of space and she has no limits of time. So whatever happened in the past, she can go there. When we are in heaven, we'll be the same. You see, no more limits of time. She definitely was there and she saw everything. She saw God creating us, and she saw such a marvel that she fell in love. She definitely was there, and she saw everything. She saw God creating us, and she saw such a marvel that she fell in love completely with each of our lives. And she can see in the fullness of the light of God the beauty of the plan of God on our life. She can see as nobody else can see better than she, after God, of course. She can see, she can know exactly the marvelous beauty of each of our lives. And she's madly in love with our lives. And as a mother, what would do a mother who would know how great his son, his little kid, is called to become? You see, if I were the mother of Mozart, is it Mozart? Same word in French. And giving birth to that little tiny little kid like this, that big, it makes a big difference if I don't know who he will be or if I know who he will be. But if by a big revelation I come to know that this little kid I gave birth to is going to become Mozart, then what shall I do as a mother, as a good mother? What shall I do? I'll do my best that he can grow into his gift fully so that he becomes what he's able to become. So that he doesn't miss the boat and he doesn't become a baker or a cultivator or a doctor or whatever. Give me examples of jobs and I mean, he doesn't become something else, you see, but he can. So, for example, she will push him to play music. She will buy the best piano that she can buy. She will bring him to listen music from other good musicians, and she will help him to be very agile, to be very gifted for, you know, and she will push him to work on that. And she will prevent him from hurting his hands, from many things like that. And she will give him good food so that he doesn't feel weak and he can work much. And you see, as a mother, I will focus on his capability so that he can fulfill his capability. And Our Lady is much more than the mother of Mozart. She's the one also, because Mozart is a son of God. And we are much more than Mozart. That's good news too. Because we are the image of God, and our call is not maybe to become a great somebody, a VIP on earth. If we are called to that, God bless you. But we are called to be much more than that. We are called to become a saint. We are called to be the icon of God. We are called to look like God. We are called to a very high vocation. And Our Lady is there, and it's obvious through the messages of Medjugorje, as we read it just before, dear children, I am with you. And many times said, dear children, I am your mother. And I am with you to help you to fulfill that plan completely.